You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts.
I changed it.
That don't count.
You're tied with me. We got like two apiece.
Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel.
Oh, that's new. He shot a free throw.
Unfortunately, it's free throw.
Air ball.
Anytime on the court.
That was like a Bob Cousy 1954.
Or it looks like Markelle Fultz now, which is not good.
You tomorrow, anytime on the court.
Whip you with my turnaround jumper.
Wait, Scott! Hold on.
Do you believe one-on-one you'd be Corey?
For real? Easily.
Easily, yeah.
You and who?
This has to be like a YouTube live thing.
Yeah, we have to do this.
Can we actually do this?
We have to film this someplace. Let's go to West 4th or Rucker Park and we get out there. Yeah. No. Don Burns want to go to Dyke because he won't see them Spanish girls.
I would go. I would love to see you two play one-on-one basketball.
I would love to see it too. Get some FNTSY jerseys. I'll whip Scott's ass.
Yeah, right.
You like a headband or something?
Scott have his knee brace on.
Corey would have a girdle on around his belly.
Oh, okay, boy.
Let me guess this. I both of you. When was the last time you played basketball?
Oh, boy.
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
A few years ago. Maybe three or four.
It'd be great to see Scott get wheeled in.
That's Matt Modiga. He's Wall Street. What's going on, Matt?
It is a good day. I'm excited. Thursday night football. I'm hoping for a good game. I'm torn. I have a situation where I have Cam and Deshaun Watson. I just hate Thursday night football. I'm probably going to sit Cam.
I get it. I understand it. All right. There you go. Sit Cam versus Deshaun Watson.
It's going to be a goodie.
Couple of headlines for you this morning to kick this thing off. Tyler Eifert, back surgery. He's done.
Done for the season. I don't know what you want me to say about this.
Girl, you were right. I sat next to you all summer and I bought it. So shame on me.
I mean, this is the Tyler Eifert thing. It's always going to end with a season-ending back surgery.
Correct.
Always.
Correct. Speaking of season-ending surgeries, or so we thought, David Johnson, Bruce Arians, came out yesterday and said, "Listen, the earliest we can get him back is Thanksgiving." We're like, "Whoa, Thanksgiving? That's got to have something, got it?"
Yeah. Well, you know, I told you that. You know, I had heard from a source very close to David Johnson that he's not going to play at all this year, no matter what you hear in the media. I'll check back with that person today. But, you know, I'm not using a pickup on David Johnson. I don't expect we see him this year.
I got to use a pickup. I'd much rather own David Johnson than a Corey Clement, one of the last wide receivers on my bench. Just that potential.
Yep.
Just that potential.
I'm saying I don't know if the potential exists.
All right. Fair enough. We'll come back. Play a little either or. Is that with those running backs? Let's play some either or with running backs here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts. We'll be back after this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Stories this week, and the little question that many of us have had is what the F Kyle Shanahan is doing, really Kyle Shanahan this time, is doing with Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
Right? Not on the injury report this week. Nothing to worry about hip-wise. He's healthy. And yet they're going to go with a hot hand approach. Matt Breida will get the second series, I guess. Carlos High gets the first after that. We'll see what happens. So my question for you gentlemen is Carlos Hyde or Carlos Hyde
for this week or
going forward
ROS.
Not this week. I mean, this week I think from talking to you guys, everyone seems very confident in Carlos Hyde. Like, you're kind of starting as you normally would. You're high end RB2 at this point. Like, nobody's really doing much.
Hold on
different.
1 second. I just saw the wildest tweet. I hate to cut you off, Mr. Sussman, because I just went and Googled Carlos Hyde right quick and I saw a tweet said, did Vice President Pence take Carlos Hyde with him when he left?
I think he did. I'm not even joking.
You coming with me, son. Not doing this foolishness. Let's go.
So, Carlos Hyde or going forward, because everyone this week's playing as you normally would. There is no real fear, I think, from the fantasy community this week when it comes to this guy.
I think there's some fear, but I don't think you have a lot of better options, though.
Well, like in your rankings, where is he?
He's 19th.
Oh, so you do have him relatively low.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's fear from you. Okay. So you're a little more fearful than I am when it comes to him. I would still have him as a higher RB2 than you.
I kind of have him in that range, but there's a few guys I definitely like better.
Like?
Tevin Coleman, Duke Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think I do, but okay, fair enough. The rest of the way. Scott, Carlos Hyde or Jay Ajayi?
You know, I don't believe Kyle Shanahan on this whole hot hand thing. I'm gonna say Ajayi though, because I don't think anything cuts into his workload whatsoever.
Okay. Jay Ajayi says the king. Mr. Bodica.
I mean, I want to say Carlos Hyde. Jay to me,
too.
He has the backfield to himself right now. That's why I probably got to lean Jay.
Okay, so you both go with Jay.
I'm really not. I've never been one. I've been saying it all summer. I don't believe really anything that comes out of San Francisco. I think Carlos Hyde is still the guy there.
Bless you.
He'd have to either be injured or, you know, really start playing bad. So
Jay again, Corey.
Man, this thing right here with Hyde, where to smoke this fire?
So you go Jay Ajayi as well.
And you know how I feel about Jay Ajayi.
I do. So all three of you unanimously choose Jay Ajayi. Let me continue.
Jay Ajayi was a much higher draft pick than.
I understand.
For me, it's really, really close. I'm with Corey on the Jay Ajayi stance.
Jordan Howard or Carlos Hyde?
And then you got to go Jordan Howard, and I think that one is pretty cut and dry right now. Like I said, where it's smoke, there's fire. Something's going on with this situation. It's so intriguing. They talk about it cutting him. They talk about extension. You sit him, then you get the hot hand. I'm just kind of like, let's progress, because I think I know where you're going with this, Greg.
Okay. I don't think where there's smoke, there's fire. I think he was hurt. Now he's off the injury report. He's the guy, but I still like Howard better. I think Howard will score more touchdowns.
You have to go with Jordan Howard. He's the guy there in Chicago, clearly, so it's Howard.
Carlos Hyde or Ty Montgomery?
Carlos Hyde. Montgomery's not healthy. He's got Aaron Jones in the mix, which I think is more realistic than Matt Breida.
It's a push.
Yeah, I think Scott broke it down perfectly right now.
Okay.
I can't say it's a push.
No. you tried that yesterday as well.
Oh, sorry.
Get off the fence.
Carlos Hyde.
Okay.
It
was so interesting because Ty Montgomery, 2 weeks ago, we were in love.
But I don't know how long Ty Montgomery's going to be out for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But that's how fast running back changes.
Literally.
Yep. Running back changes. Running back is a week-to-week thing. Oh, I got people call. Oh, I got depth at running back. I'm going to trade this guy. I'm going to trade that guy. You may not have depth at running back on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carlos Hyde or Duke Johnson?
Not Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, more regular ball carrier.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde or James White?
Carlos Hyde, more consistent.
I'm saying Carlos Hyde. This is the most intriguing one that you can ask, Greg.
Okay.
Carlos Hyde or Matt Breida?
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
You don't know that yet.
Yeah, we do.
I think we do. I look, you mentioned about talking about him being cut in the preseason. That was bullshit. That was pretty much somebody getting clicks, in my opinion.
Matt, you dropped one of those a day, I'm noticing now.
I have you stop doing that before I get an email?
You're right.
Stop doing that before I get an email. Well, you didn't answer James White's question, though.
I
was
go,
clever, but you didn't answer it.
I would go Carlos Hyde over
Carlos
Jimmy.
Carlos Hyde or Joe Mixon?
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
I want to say Mixon, but I'll say hi.
We have to do this again next week.
Because this will
is going to be... I want to see what happens. Listen, in the lineups where the teams where I have Hyde, I'm putting Hyde in the lineups this week. The teams where I have Breeder, I'm considering playing Breeder this week, to be honest with you.
Remember a couple weeks ago, the Thursday night game, the Rams and the 49ers?
Yeah.
Gurley went crazy. But we pretty much all said the next day, Hyde looks like a better runner.
Yeah.
And he has all season. So I'm not getting off the Carlos Hyde train.
No, this Matt Breeder thing was only happening because of his hip.
Carlos Hyde.
Okay, if that's the case, then why was he practiced on Wednesday?
Yes, he did.
If there was something wrong with him, he would have been at least limited yesterday. He's a veteran.
They said he's off the injury report now.
But he's a veteran running back that was not good enough to play a full complement of snaps on Sunday, but on Wednesday he's a full participant in practice?
You know, something might have got
injured. We can't tell how the players
heal. He could have killed him or something that
we can't tell how a player heals.
I told you what I thought it was. I thought he yelled and screamed at Kyle Shanahan.
It's a veteran running back, though.
I think that's total unfounded.
How many veteran running backs practice on Wednesdays?
You know what unfounded speculation? Putting Vernon Davis 14th this week. That's unfounded speculation.
No, what unfounded speculation? He yelled at him in the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, you're nowhere even near the locker room, and nobody anywhere reported that.
So it's my speculation.
No, but no, it's a ranking. You're saying he probably yelled at him in the locker room. Where did you pull that from? What part of your cheeks?
When did I say probably? I said that's my opinion. That's why I guess
it doesn't come from anywhere. It's not even remotely. It's not even remotely close to the truth.
Who? I don't know what the truth is.
Nobody. Like you're making something up out of thin air.
He
yelled at him in the locker room. Where do you get that?
It's my guess.
Watching reality TV. Come on.
So you got to go personal again. I noticed.
That's what he does.
That is egregious.
It is my guess. It's my
Where did you get that from? What are you basing
it's
on?
It's a gut feeling. The same gut feeling you have ranking Vernon Davis.
But that's a ranking. That's not making up a story out of nowhere.
I'm not as a journalist saying this happened. I am speculating. I'm guessing.
Greg, just say a source told you.
That's a wild guess.
That would be fake news.
So on October 6th, that's last week Friday, Carlos Hyde tweeted, "The hardest thing about everything happens for a reason is waiting for the reason to come along. Be patient. It'll work."
Positive.
Positive. Yeah. Maybe him and Kyle Shanahan had a beef that day, and he took it to social media.
Mm. Maybe. They're more speculation. Beautiful.
We're going to speculate. We won't have to speculate after Sunday afternoon.
We will. Carlos Hyde or C.J. Anderson?
C.J. Anderson. The volume is there. Nobody's in the way there.
C.J. Anderson has that role and stuff, but that Dallas game is really skewing his season. You go look at his numbers.
You said this yesterday.
It's pretty much like 10 points, which is good. I'm not saying that's not bad. But that one game has really skewed his numbers.
Well, you don't take the one game away, and B, the volume. The volume is there.
I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying it has skewed. If you
nobody's putting him on up there with Todd Gurley, but the volume is there.
But I think the public perception of C.J. Anderson is that he's been fantastic this year.
He hasn't been fantastic. He's been dependable. But the one thing about C.J. Anderson, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. Never in his career he has been the lead guy for a full 16 games.
Put it this way. If I knew they were both going to play 16 games, because both are injury prone, I would take Carlos Hyde.
I would too.
The next one I have is Carlos Hyde or Doug Martin?
Doug Martin.
I'm going to still say Carlos Hyde.
Doug Martin.
Last one when it comes to Carlos Hyde. Carlos Hyde or Lamar Miller.
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
Sweep it.
All right, there you go. So the other two that I do have on here are Doug Martin and Ty Montgomery as going forward. Because I think the Ty Montgomery one is really, really interesting. So you hear a lot of the same names you just heard, but I think it's worth it to talk about with Montgomery. I know he's injured right now.
That's the hard thing. I really like Montgomery, but, you know, he's injured, they don't have to play him for the next couple of weeks.
Would you rather have Ty Montgomery or Marshawn Lynch?
I'd still rather have Ty Montgomery.
Ty Montgomery
or Duke Johnson?
Duke Johnson. PPR.
Duke. There you go. Ty Montgomery or James White?
I'm still going to say Ty Montgomery. I'm a big James White.
James White.
Dr. A, up next, inside injuries. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Television Network, on YouTube Live as well, because we want to go live. We want the people to talk and listen to our buddy, Dr. Ray, Inside Injuries. What's going on, Doc?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're doing all right. We're getting a little debate here when it comes to Carlos Hyde, and it's interesting. The Niners took Carlos Hyde off their injury report yesterday. Practiced in full on a Wednesday. He's a veteran. You don't see that all the time. And this is coming after a game on Sunday where he barely played in the second half, which at first we all thought was due to the injury. And then the coach said, no, it was a coaching decision. He's fine. Is Carlos Hyde fine after this hip injury?
So usually the coach sometimes says it's due to the injury and sometimes says it's not due to the injury. But statistically, if the guy has a grade one hip injury and he's playing through it and he's not playing well, there's a good possibility that the injury has contributed to his not so good play. And so he has a grade one hip injury. The optimal recovery time for that is 2 weeks. And so, he's at elevated injury risk at 19% and below average at 58% right now. But again, even though the coach is saying that it's not due to injury and he's taken off the injury report, we're projecting that he's got a grade one hip injury and should rest one more week before coming back in. Otherwise, he'll remain at elevated injury risk. So yes, I think we do still believe that he has this grade one hip injury.
Hey, what's going on, Doc? How you doing today, my man?
I'm good. I'm sure you're very happy the Yankees pulled it out against Cleveland.
He doesn't care.
Yes, I do care, Greg. Stop lying to the good doctor. Anyway,
I'm pumped, though.
Anyway, Doctor A, don't pay Greg no attention. Yeah. You're one of these new millennial Yankee fans. I've been there from day one. You know what I'm saying?
My Washington Nationals.
From the boogie down.
Yeah, I can walk to Yankee Stadium. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Corey just wears the hat, Doctor.
Greg never been to Yankee Stadium. All right, so Doc, let's enough Yankee talk. excuse me, Doc. Pardon me. All right, clear my throat. What's up with Jordan Reed, Doc? I don't want to even pull up the app and go to the app because I don't want my phone to shut down on me. What do we got? What's the latest with Jordan Reed this week? Is this going to be a week where we can go to Vernon Davis as a backup option, or is Vernon Davis going to be out there? It looks like he's healthy right now.
Yeah, I think Vernon Davis is definitely the option. Before this, every single week, every single day, we've had him at elevated injury risk and below average. And then he had this chest injury or SC joint sprain. It's a grade one now, that he missed week three, and then, he tried to play in week four, and it just did not go well, and then he had a bye week in week five. So theoretically, that had really only 2 weeks of rest, but he set himself back after trying to play in between, and so the optimal recovery time here is 3 weeks, so we still believe that he needs 2 weeks before he comes back. So if he does try to play again, I think it'll be a very, very difficult thing for him to do. So yes, Vernon Davis is still definitely very much of an option.
All right. What about Jordy Nelson? We hear
Scott is so happy for that. he stuck his nose out at me just now, Doc. He is something.
Jordy Nelson. We heard it was hamstring. We heard it was back. What can we expect from Jordy Nelson this week, health-wise?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So it was a grade one hamstring. Is improved now to soft tissue. So he's healing actually ahead of schedule according to our algorithm. he played in the game on Sunday, but he didn't play on the game winning drive. And then he did practice on Wednesday. He has a history of a quad injury. Missed a complete game this year already with one quad injury. So Jordy Nelson is a guy that's got will pick up a lot of injuries over the season. The risk is the durability. He's at elevated injury risk, but he's right on the border of low injury risk and elevated. So it's not like he's a guy that's super high injury risk. So you can kind of roll the dice with him. He when he got injured, his HPF went all the way down to 36%. Now it's all the way back up to 72% above average. So putting that all together, he's improving pretty well, and so he'll be at elevated injury risk, but he's above average, and so he should be good to go as best as possibly healed for the next game coming up.
Hey, Doc, staying with the wide receiver position, I just lost Odell Beckham Jr., so Stephon Diggs is crucial to me. I know he has a history of these soft tissue injuries, and now he's dealing with a groin. So I need some good news. I don't care if you got to lie to me.
Well, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, it'll be lying because grade 2 groin for a wide receiver is not something simple. That it's a minor tweak. It is a pretty it's a strain. And so for a wide receiver, this is one of those things that really hamper them. And this is a 4-week optimal recovery time, unfortunately. So he's at high injury risk right now. He's definitely not playing in the next game. He shouldn't play in the game after that. Possibly, if he's ahead of schedule, he'll play in the third week. But if he does play before that, unfortunately, the numbers are just too risky for him to get out on the field before 4 weeks, in our opinion, or especially before 3 weeks.
We are talking to Dr. A, Inside Injuries. Matt is shaking his head off of that response when it came to Stephon Diggs. Scott mentioned Jordy Nelson a couple of moments ago. I want to talk about Jordy Nelson's teammate, Ty Montgomery, who had several broken ribs. And we talked to you last week, and you're like, listen, it would be a massive mistake if he played this week. You've got to let this thing heal. I believe you said it was a few weeks before the optimal recovery time. But Ty Montgomery back at practice in a full fashion yesterday. And what part of the reason may be is because he saw how good his backup looked last week against for Green Bay against Dallas. Is Ty Montgomery going to play this week, or should he play this week?
So you made a great point there that another big side of the game is psychological, right? All of a sudden, the backup plays incredibly well. There's a lot more incentive to get back into the game. What I think would happen. He's actually improving on our boards very quickly. He likely had the difference between a displaced rib fracture versus a non-displaced rib fracture. The displaced rib fracture is very risky. It could cause injury to the lung, and it's a lot more difficult to pain manage. Even though he had multiple rib fractures, likelihood is that these were all non-displaced fractures that are healing and are better to sort of pain manage. So he was a grade 3, went to a grade 2. Now he's at a soft tissue, so he's improved from grade 1 all the way to soft tissue. And so now he just needs one more week. So we do expect him to play in this game. But unfortunately, regardless of whether, this injury or not, we had him at elevated injury risk and below average before this injury. So the best that he's going to do is still get back to his baseline of elevated injury risk. And it's pretty high elevated injury risk at 23%. So, don't be surprised if you see some other injury that happens, in this game or next game. And, this will significantly impact him, for the rest of the season, unfortunately.
So there you go. So Ty Montgomery, you hear from Dr. A, he expects him to play on Sunday. So we'll see.
There you go.
He expects him to play.
Doc, I'm going to try to slide 2 in right quick.
Oh. Yep.
Very immature, Scott. Travis Kelce, I think we all know concussion protocol. I think the fantasy player looks at the concussion protocol as is okay. He got concussed on Sunday. He'll go through the protocol. Next Sunday, he's back. But what is Travis Kelce's concussion like history? Is this something that you know and like, okay, well, he better take a couple of weeks or miss a game or two because of this, because if he gets another one, like, I don't, like, what I'm basically, this is like, would this be like his second one in the last 12 months? Or would this be like his third one in the last, you know, 2 years or something like that? Because I know things get a little hairy when you get multiple concussions. What's Travis, is, can he go through the protocol and get right back on the field, or is this, a worry spot?
This is a worry spot, and I'll tell you why. Just look at what happened. He sustained a concussion in the first half, but he went back into the game. The sideline sort of concussion testing, I guess he passed it initially, or it just, you know, it's very confusing to me. It's very, in this day and age, with the sophistication of concussion detection, that he can go back into the game and then have confusion and memory problems at halftime. What happens is that he sustained the concussion, went back into the game, boom, had further worsening. And so he set himself back. So there's no way he's going to – I mean, I'd be very surprised if he clears concussion protocol this week. He's definitely – he's likely not going to play this next game. And then we'll see how it goes. We're listing this as a grade 2 concussion, so that the optimum recovery time is 3 weeks here. He was elevated and elevated injury risk, but above average, you know, before this injury. And like you said, previous concussions, the more concussions you get, especially if the previous ones didn't heal completely, they are more likely to happen and get worse. And so this guy needs 3 weeks. I would not put him out this week or even next week. He needs 3 weeks to get back into this, to really get back to fully healing from this concussion.
Doc, real quick, in like 20 seconds or less, Marcus Mariota.
Yep. Very, very precautious. Right? We think he could play last week. He's even more healed this week. He's at low injury risk, but below average right now. So I think once he moves into the above average category, that's when he's going to be ready to go. And so I think this week will help him, and he should start in this next game.
All right, there you go. That's Marcus Mariota. That's the injury report. That's Dr. A, Inside Injuries. You can hear him on Sunday mornings, Lineup Lock Live Show, Corey.
Yeah. You can catch Doc on Lineup Lock Live Sunday morning. I won't be on Lineup Lock Live this week, but we'll still get Doc on, and I'm sure the Spitting Statistician will get you, Spitting Statistician and Doc will get you all the information you need.
You also can hear him each and every week here on the Roto Experts, except for next week where he's on vacation. But besides that, Doc, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll see you next week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll come back. Cola over under. Either ors. Also want to preview Thursday Night Football. We'll also do a little defensive and quarterback stream. So stick around. Roto Experts. We'll continue on right after this.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Roto Experts here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yo. Yo, you know what? Last night, I understand trying to buy low on a player, right? I'm going to bring this up again on Frenzy, too. I understand trying to buy low on a player. I don't know. Should I really be insulted by what somebody in the GST tried to do, buying low on Isaiah Crowell?
What was the offer?
Rashad Higgins.
Was it Scott?
I take it. No.
Oh, you funny, Scott.
Yeah, it's very.
Scott's been sharpening that sword.
Yeah, exactly. No, I understand buying low on Isaiah Crowell, but I think you have to come up
like
a little bit from Rashad Higgins.
I think that sounds like when Greg tried to offer me Cooper Kupp for Antonio Brown.
Do you want to do that?
What?
You want to do it?
Yeah. Okay. Throw in $1,000, yeah.
I'll throw $1,000. I'll throw all my fabbing.
No, not your fab. Real money. Real money.
Maybe. Would you actually do that?
If you gave me a grand, yeah.
He's going to Rome, so he might have it.
When in Rome.
Do as the Romans.
Go on.
There you go.
Okay.
Either be a lesson plan about Rome when he comes back.
Either or, just whatever. It's Ty Montgomery.
Rest of the way, right?
Rest of the way.
Okay.
Just one more, Ty Montgomery. Ty Montgomery or C.J. Anderson? You like C.J. Anderson, I'll move on. Ty Montgomery or Doug Martin?
Doug Martin, easily.
Doug Martin don't have to work. Can you drop that Jaquizz Rodgers?
If you're not a Martin owner, I'd say yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. I agree with Scott. If you are a Doug Martin owner, you want your handcuff, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you need a roster spot, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You think so,
okay,
man?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I caught him in one league this week.
I really like Ty Montgomery. I just don't. I understand it's become a very interesting situation in Green Bay. But this is really tough to play this week because if Dr. A's right and he plays on Sunday, mm-hmm. I think right now it's just we're making guesses.
I think to me it's clearly Martin because he's the only guy there, and I think they'll run the ball more, and he just looks good.
I think Doug Martin has a nice 3-game test coming up, and that'll show.
I mean, he's got the Arizona Cardinals this week. You can't run the football on them. Well, you can run it more than you can pass it. They're a good defensive team.
No, he's got three tough.
Kenny from Philly has either or for us with Doug Martin.
Okay,
Doug Martin and Adrian Peterson.
Saw that coming. Doug Martin or Buck Allen.
Doug Martin.
I do like myself Buck Allen, but I'm going to say Doug Martin.
I'm going to go Doug Martin, too, but that's no slight to Buck Allen.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I agree with that, yeah. I agree with everybody at the table.
No slight to Buck Allen.
He also wants us either or DeMarco Murray or Duke Johnson.
I'm going with Murray.
I'm going to stay Rob Murray, too.
Yeah.
I want to say Duke Johnson, but I'm going to stick with Murray.
This is the first one, Scott, then you just jump in and be like, oh, yeah. You have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so... We were talking about the quarterbacks.
I like when he laughs like that.
We were talking about potential quarterbacks to stream for this weekend because you're still looking around a little bit. And the name that I had brought up, and I think we all brought this up, not just me, is Jacoby Brissett, right? Yeah. Like Jacoby Brissett, Monday night, really good matchup against the Titans. But I think, was it you, Matt, that's like he has to run into the end, said it yesterday that you need him to run into the end zone?
No, it was not me. But I do like Brissett against this secondary. The secondary's trash.
Yeah, they are.
That's a bad pass defense, and Brissett can throw it. He can run it. He's mobile. You know, I look at this matchup wise, like I almost look at this like Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott's playing against Tennessee. There's a skill set there.
No, I like Brissett this week. I think he's got to be one of your top quarterback streaming options. Like you said, he's on the road, but the matchup is still good. Since he's been the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. He has been QB 13. He's a borderline QB1.
There you go. So, all right, he's a great stream. We're all in there. But what about if you don't get Brissett?
Yeah, he's gone.
That's the question. What is next? So, I've looked to. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The BFFs. Case Keenum against Green Bay.
Here's the thing about Keenum. You don't want him slugging it out with Aaron Rodgers schematically when you look at the game plan.
Well, I don't care about they win or lose. I don't mind.
I'm talking about what the Vikings want to do.
Okay.
Okay? This is what you have to look at. They don't want him to get in a shootout with Aaron Rodgers because he can't do that. So, and I think if Aaron Rodgers starts rolling up points, which I don't know if he will against the Vikings, it becomes a blowout. I just don't think Case Keenum has a lot of upside that isn't the best pass defense either, though, so you can roll with Keenum. I think you can't expect a lot of upside, but it'll certainly give you an adequate performance.
I'd rather Keenum over Josh McCown.
That sounds like a bare minimum right there. yeah. But no, it's the truth, though. I would rather Keenum over Josh McCown also, but I would take Simeon or I would take our son, Jacoby Brissett, over that. If he doesn't have Steph Diggs, now he's down Steph Diggs.
That's a big consideration.
Oh,
then I'm
man,
definitely
it's
taking
tough to play him.
What about Brian Hoyer, who we mentioned earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's dependent upon, Dr. Ray just totally ruined my day, by the way.
Matt is actually depressed now.
yeah, it depends. If Diggs does not play. If Diggs is starting on Sunday, he's in every one of my lineups.
Yeah.
That's just.
I don't know if I like Hoyer on the road. And, you know, Garcon's going to be on Josh Norman. I think Garcon will still get much of
his. Josh Norman will be out.
I, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I thought you love revenge games.
Yeah, it is Garcon. Yeah, that is. But you know what though? But to me, after Brissett and maybe Keenum, if Diggs is in there, I like McCown. I do. This is a divisional game. I think the Jets are going to come to play. Every quarterback the Patriots has faced this year has thrown for 300 yards. He has 3 15-point games. And by the way, he won in Cleveland for the first time last week.
Yeah, but I'm also going to look at it as Patriots got 10 days to prepare for this game. I think the defense will improve. That's a defense I would not mind streaming at all this week.
Sure.
So I'm going to go with that.
I think it could be Josh McCown.
Really?
Could be
you
like,
would consider streaming the Patriots defense? I was thinking about that too.
I think it's doable.
I think you could have 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions where the Patriots get theirs defensively and they get the turnovers because he's turnover prone, but he also throws for 3 touchdowns and this becomes a shootout.
And that, you know,
yeah,
and,
but Josh McCown has never thrown. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards yet this season. As a matter of fact, he's barely thrown for over 200 yards this season. I mean, he's got a couple. He's got one game against Miami where he threw for 250 yards. Other than that, he's not like, and he's getting enough. He's throwing the football about 30 times a game. No game over 250 yards. He's not a 300 yard passer. Will he have to do that this week because of the game script? Put the football in the air a little bit more. Yeah, I can see that being the case, but he might be turning the football over.
Let's say he gets 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. How many fantasy points is that? That's like 11 plus the 2 touchdowns, you know, 4 each. That's 19. It's a 15-point game.
Well, I mean, look, maybe with the game, I don't think this game is close. Right. I think the Patriots throttle them. As Corey said, he's not even barely getting 200 yards. So maybe with the game script, if it's a blowout, that helps him.
Let's go to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. Let's start with Max in Brooklyn. What's up, Max?
Max, we're good with you.
How you doing there, Max?
What's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
All right.
Doing great, man.
That's what I like to hear. I got a few questions for you guys this week. I got, so tonight, I got LeGarrette Blount playing, but I'm concerned. Do I play him, or do I pick up, I picked up Elijah McGuire a few weeks ago on the waiver wire, and I'm curious, who do you think I should start?
I mean, it's a tough call to make tonight. Matt Forte was limited in practice earlier this week. Obviously, if Forte is in the mix, you don't want to start McGuire, but you got to make that. You have to make this decision today. If Forte is a full participant in practice today, I would start LeGarrette Blount. If Forte is limited, I would take the gamble and wait for McGuire on Sunday.
I think McGuire is a factor regardless, too. You know, how much can you expect from Forte?
Yeah, you're right.
This is a high-scoring game. He can catch passes out of the backfield, too, and replicate what a healthy Bilal Powell
does,
would do.
But does Forte still catch balls out the backfield now? That part of his game might be done by now.
Yeah, I'm saying. I say I like McGuire to catch passes.
Oh, my bad.
Max, what's your other question, man?
Other question is, who do you guys like better, Blount or Perjean? I can't pronounce his name.
Who? Piron.
Yeah, I like Piron
again. Are we sure Rob Kelly is out?
Yeah, it sounds like a long shot to play was the quote. Yeah, did you say it's a long shot to play? He believes that ultimately major workload coming for Samaje Perine.
Let me tell you something. If Perine is getting a big workload versus the Niners, I'll roll Perine.
I'll roll Perine out there.
I'm not the Perine guy, but it is what it is.
Matchup based.
So everyone going Perine. All right, let's go to Jim here. Let's talk to Jim in New Jersey. What's up, Jim?
Jim, what's good with you?
Hey, guys, how are you? Haven't talked to you since before the draft, so it's good to be back on the radio.
Nice.
Perfect. What's up,
good
man?
To have you.
Okay, so here's a question. I'm fascinated by the Dr. A interviews every week. Here's a pattern that I'm seeing. He continually tells us that this player should be out for a week. This player should be out for 2 weeks. And often, that player's on the field. Example, Doug Baldwin. So I think you know the pattern that I'm speaking of. So here's the stories that I'm telling myself. It's one of three things. One, is Dr. A as good as we think? Two, where is his information coming from? And is it correct? Or three.
Go ahead.
Or three, is he right and has the NFL learned nothing from the concussion issue, and do they continue to put players in harm's way?
The third one, you're right on the third one. The NFL has not learned from the concussion issue. If Kelsey's concussed in the first half, there's no reason he shouldn't have been able to come back out and get banged up again. As far as with Dr. A goes, This is what Dr. A is telling you. Dr. A is telling you this player should not be on the field. You brought up the Doug Baldwin thing. Has Baldwin been playing well?
No.
There you go.
What Corey's saying is,
he might be active, but he's not at his optimal health.
What Dr. A is gives you an optimal recovery time. How it takes you long he's going to take to heal and be 100% again. And if you want to see his credentials or the credentials of inside injuries, you just go to the website.
But what I would say is, Jim, if the player is active, you still start him. Don't worry about what Dr. A say.
We'll take a break. Jake Seeley, the All You Can, joins us here on the Roto Experts.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Football this evening. Carolina, Philadelphia. To break it down with us, we got the only kid, Jake Seeley. What's up, Jake?
How's it going there, Mr. Greg?
Doing good, very, very well.
Even Jake's getting on the joke.
That's Mr. I don't even know what the joke is. Is there a joke? I'm serious. I don't know what.
Skype.
No, we call on Roto Experts, we call Greg Mr. Sussman because he's the leader of the class. He's teacher.
He's like a teacher.
Yeah.
But I have to deal with many class clowns.
He's got some class clowns, Jake, that he has a key. He has to wrangle.
Jake.
Yeah, I'm sorry you have to deal with that, Greg.
Thank you, buddy. This may be a very obvious question at this point, but for some, I don't know if they can get it through their heads. Carson Wentz, is he matchup proof?
I don't think he's quite matchup proof, because if you saw two times this season already, he's only thrown one touchdown in two different games against it's a decent defense and an immediate middle-of-the-road defense, secondary-wise. So I don't think he's quite matchup proof. I think he's definitely put himself in the low end of the QB1 conversation, and we actually did your Roto Experts Monday moment and discussed it on Target, and we were debating whether or not he was top five, and I think that both Joe and I agreed that we'd take Carson Wentz over Watson the rest of the way. So he's in the conversation, but I don't think he's 100% matchup group yet.
Yeah, Greg Rosenthal at NFL.com pointed out that when Lane Johnson is out, he doesn't play as well.
That's
Lane
huge.
Johnson's not going to play tonight.
So would you start Carson Wentz tonight, Scott?
I think he's got to be in the top 12 conversation, though.
Jake?
I'll tell you right now where I have him. After that news, I pushed him down to 14 after the Lane Johnson news.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it depends on your options. What do you have? But the one thing I will give him credit for is one, it's the volume that's been there, is that if, like, Jeffrey has a bad matchup or he's covered, he's going to Aguilar and other stuff.
He's
moving it around. He'll take shots. Torrey Smith is dropping way too many passes. I mean, he catches touchdowns.
Would you go Carson Palmer or Carson Wentz tonight?
Carson Palmer. Definitely.
You definitely
do. Yeah, I would go, too. That Bucs secondary is garbage.
BFF's not the conversation.
I understand the Bucs secondary being bad, but that Bucs D line, though, they're going to put Carson Palmer on his ass a couple times.
That's what people tried to say last week. That's what they said that the Eagles were going to do, and look what happened.
That's true. The Eagles did it.
Palmer still putting up 300-yard games.
That's true, too. I worry about him getting hurt, which I have no control over that.
Yeah, what's happened before. So I got a decision between Aguilar and Tyrell Williams that I'm wrestling with.
I think that's a good question. Jake, what do you do? If you have a guy like Tyrell Williams, you have Nelson Aguilar tonight. What do you do?
I would actually go with Tyrell Williams. It's mostly because this Lane Johnson thing is just, it's so hard to ignore those stats of when he's in the lineup and when he's not. And I don't know. I don't have a problem with Aguilar, but I would just go with Tyrell Williams in the matchup. And Phillip Rivers, I think, is going to go for 300 and possibly two or three touchdowns.
I'm going to go Aguilar for the fact that the volume's usually there. He's not afraid to throw to him. And in San Diego, Mike Williams might be making his debut, which will crowd that even further.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. He'll always be the San Diego Superchargers to me.
There you go.
Teacher has corrected him.
Where do you have, if you have your ranks open, Jake, where do you have Devin Funchess ranked this week?
I have him actually ahead of... I know that, Kelvin Benjamin. I can tell you they're almost back-to-back. I have Devin Funchess at, if I could find him. 20. Why is he not showing up? Thank you. 20, and Kelvin Benjamin's at 22.
Scotty has, as of this morning, he said he's going to change it. He has Kelvin Benjamin 18, Funches 20. So
yeah, that's going to flip, though.
You're going to flip him. The other one at 18. Yeah. The other one at 20. Is Cam an every week starter, and that's matchup proof, Jake?
At this point, I hate to say yes, because I'm always scared that he's going to revert back. But the good news is he's reverted back to the Cam Newton we know and love when it comes to fantasy. And he looks more natural out there, more comfortable. It doesn't look like the injury is an issue anymore. He's running again. So I think that if he's the Cam Newton that we used to know and love, then I think so.
All right, final question for you before we wrap it up. Would you start Ed Dixon tonight?
Yo, I seen him go for $195 in a $1,000 league waiver fab last night. I seen Ed Dixon go for $195.
Let's find out what happens tonight. Jake Seale, here we are on the Fantasy Football Frenzy with the Fantasy Executive and Wall Street Matt Modica. For Matt and Corey, that's the King, Scott Engel. My name is Greg Sells. We'll do it all again tomorrow as we head and prepare for week 6. We'll see you then. Enjoy Fantasy Football Frenzy, everybody. I'll see you in the BFFs. Bye-bye.